I'm Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says terrorism in any form cannot be justified or condoned, calls upon international community to expose countries that harbour terrorists. JMM leader Hemant Soren takes oath as new Chief Minister of Jharkhand. Niti Aayog launches a Purnata Abhiyan focusing on health, nutrition, agriculture, social development and education. Uttar Pradesh police arrests 6 satsang organizers in connection with Hathras stampede that killed 121 people. In sports, T20 World Cup champion Team India arrives in Mumbai to a rousing welcome, victory parade being held at Marine Drive. And in Wimbledon tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri along with his French companion Albano Olivetti enter second round of men's doubles in London. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said terrorism in any form or its manifestation cannot be justified or condoned. In his remarks at the ongoing Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO summit in Astana, Kazakhstan, he stressed to take proactive steps to prevent the spread of radicalization among youth. Mr. Modi's remarks were delivered by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar, who was present at the summit.
We have had our own experiences with cross-border terrorism. Let us be clear that terrorism in any form or manifestation cannot be justified or condoned. Harboring terrorists must be strongly condemned. Cross-border terrorism requires a decisive response, and terrorism finance and recruitment must be effectively countered. The SCO must never waver in its commitment. We cannot have double standards in this regard.
The Prime Minister said the meeting is taking place in the backdrop of the pandemic impact, ongoing conflicts and increasing number of hotspots around the world. The SCO gathering is aimed at finding common ground to mitigate the consequences of these developments. Listing the various events organised by India during its SCO presidency, such as Millet Food Festival, SCO Film Festival, SCO Surajkund Craft Mela, SCO Think Tanks Conference and International Conference on Shared Buddhist Heritage, Mr. Modi affirmed India's support for similar endeavours by others. Highlighting the issue of climate change, Mr. Modi said work is being done towards achieving committed reduction in emissions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on an official visit to Russia on the 8th and 9th of this month. The External Affairs Ministry said Mr. Modi will be in Moscow at the invitation of Russian President Vladimir Putin to hold the 22nd India-Russia annual summit. The two leaders are also scheduled to hold discussion on contemporary regional and global issues of mutual interest. Prime Minister Modi will then travel to Austria on the 9th and 10th of the month. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader Hemant Soren today took oath as new Chief Minister of Jharkhand. We have a report.
Hemant Soren took oath as Chief Minister of Jharkhand for the third time, 5 days after being released on bail by the High Court in an alleged money laundering case. The Governor, Dr. C.P. Radhakrishnan, administered the oath of office and secrecy to Hemant Soren. After taking oath, Mr. Soren said, development work in the state will be sped up. Chief Minister Hemant Soren will constitute his cabinet very soon and new ministers will be administered the oath. New faces are likely to be included in the cabinet. With report from Krishna Kumar Lal, Shafali Singh from Akashwani News.
Niti Aayog today launched a nationwide campaign, namely Sampurnata Abhiyan, with a focus to attain saturation in 12 key social sector indicators in 500 aspirational blocks and 112 aspirational districts. This comprehensive 3-month campaign to be focused on themes including health, nutrition, agriculture, social development and education will continue till September this year. As part of the campaign, district and block officials, along with elected people's representative, will organize awareness activities in all aspirational blocks and districts. Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal has said the new criminal laws will bring in ease of living in a big way for citizenry. He said these laws will expedite delivery of justice and save crucial time of all the stakeholders spent during litigation. Addressing the investiture ceremony at CBI Academy, Ghaziabad in Uttar Pradesh, he stressed that this will prove highly productive for the nation as the energies would be channelized towards the process of development of society. The two-day Global India AI Summit 2024 concluded at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The two-day summit featured a diverse array of sessions designed to delve deep into critical aspects of AI application, governance, and for nurturing talent and scaling AI innovations. Electronics and IT Ministry said 12,000 global artificial intelligence experts and practitioners and delegates from 50 countries attended the summit. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO Chairman S. Somnath, has informed that all is going well for the Gaganyaan program. Speaking to Akashwani News in Bengaluru, he said it is a difficult journey full of challenges. The ISRO Chairman said that two unmanned missions will precede the Gaganyaan manned mission. The first such unmanned mission is planned in December this year.
Gaganyaan first mission will be the unmanned mission to go to orbit and then bring back. Through that, we will be testing the entire end-to-end launcher, crew module, and return, how to communicate globally, how to bring it back and land and collect it back. It includes launcher, human survival, swimmer safety, and tolerance to human capability to bring back.
The Department of Pension and Pensioners Welfare has launched a month-long special campaign for effective redressal of family pensioners' grievances. In an interview with Akashwani News, Joint Secretary in the Department of Pension and Pensioners Welfare, Mr. Dhruvajyoti Sengupta, said the department is committed to provide swift and quality resolution to these grievances through this special campaign.
One major portion of the grievances relate to family pension. The qualitative disposal of grievances as well as citizen centricity and the ease of living, these two are the major targeted areas. And also the empowerment of women. So these three specific paradigms would be addressed by this special campaign.
The interview can be heard tonight at 9:45 p.m. on 100.1 Akashwani Gold in the weekly program Insights. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. In Uttar Pradesh, 6 persons, including 4 men and 2 women, have been arrested in connection with the Hathras stampede that resulted in 121 deaths. Inspector General of Police, Aligarh Range, Shalabh Mathur, said 6 arrested people are members of the organizing committee and worked as sevadars. These arrested sevadars had run away from the site after the stampede occurred. The IG said a 1 lakh rupee reward has been announced. For information about the main accused, Prakash Madhukar. Telangana Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy and Deputy Chief Minister M. Bhatti Vikramarka today called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Delhi and discussed various issues related to the state. This is the first meeting of the Chief Minister after Mr. Modi assumed office for the third term. The key pending issues relating to the state were discussed during the meeting. The Chief Minister and his deputy also called on Home Minister Amit Shah. Following the dissolution of the National Assembly of France, the first phase of snap election for the French Parliament was held on the 30th of June at Puducherry for French citizens living in Puducherry to cast their votes. The total number of registered voters in Puducherry, Karaikal, Tamil Nadu and Kerala at the close of the poll is 4,535 and number of valid votes cast in the first phase was 877. The second phase of voting will be held on the 7th of July. A French citizen spoke to Akashwani about the elections.
An early legislative election was held in France on 30 June, with the second tour to be held on the 17th July to establish the next National Assembly of the French Republic. The election follows the dissolution of the National Assembly by the President Emmanuel Macron, who decided to call a snap election in the aftermath of the European Parliament election in France, in which the national parties made a substantial gain against the President's Europe Ensemble electoral list.
In Assam, there is no respite from the flood fury as several major rivers are flowing above the danger mark. The current wave of floods affected over 16 lakh people, while road communication has snapped at multiple locations. A report.
Rescue and relief measures have been intensified across Assam as the current wave of floods severely affected life. Governor Gulabchan Kataria, Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma, Union Minister Sarbanand Sonowal have visited flooded areas and met affected people. All of them instructed the concerned officials to extend all possible help to flooded people. Arrangement has been made by the district administrations to provide essential food items, drinking water and medical help. Manas Pratim Sharma, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
Arunachal Pradesh is also grappling with floods following incessant rains since the 29th of June. The army has been actively involved in extensive flood relief operations in the villages of Shivaguri at Dhemaji district in Assam and Mer in East Siang district in Arunachal Pradesh. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for very heavy rainfall in western northeast India for the next 4 to 5 days. Extremely heavy rainfall is very likely over South Gujarat region today. Similar conditions are also likely over Jammu Division, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Bihar today and will continue for the next 2 to 3 days. The Weather Department further said very heavy rainfall is likely to continue over Maharashtra and coastal Karnataka for the next 2 to 3 days. The centre has issued an alert against several fake and fraudulent emails claiming to be issued by the Central Economic Intelligence Bureau, Cyber Crime and Economic Offence Unit and Cyber Cell of Delhi. The Ministry of Finance informed that the said letter makes allegations of child pornography, paedophilia, cyber pornography, sexually explicit exhibit, grooming levelled against the receivers of the said emails. The Ministry further said police authorities have been alerted for taking necessary action in the matter. A heartwarming homecoming awaited the T20 World Cup winning Indian cricket team as they returned early this morning. Cheering fans greeted the team as they landed in Delhi. The victorious team also met Prime Minister Narendra Modi and shared their experiences. The champions reached Mumbai to a frenzy of fans who lined up the streets from Nariman Point to the iconic Wankhede Stadium for the victory parade in an open-deck bus. More from our Mumbai correspondent.
A sea of cricket fans today filled the streets of Mumbai to welcome the champion Indian cricket team home. The excited, dancing and cheering crowd were seen holding the Indian flag and chanting, India, India. The players including Rohit Sharma, Virat Kohli, Rishabh Pant, Surya Kumar Yadav, Hardik Pandya as well as coach Rahul Dravid looked cheerful and energetic as they greeted the fans and waved the ICC trophy. Earlier, the Indian cricket team received a rousing water salute as their aircraft landed in Mumbai this evening. Nisha Rani, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
In Wimbledon, India's Yuki Bhambri along with French companion Albano Olivetti defeated Alexander Bublik and Alexander Shevchenko of Kazakhstan 6-4, 6-4 in the first round of men's doubles in London this evening. In another men's doubles match, India's N. Sriram Balaji along with his partner Luke Johnson of Great Britain lost to reigning French Open champions Mate Pavlovic of Croatia and Marcelo Arevalo of El Salvador in the opening round 4-6, 6-7. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today interacted with the Indian contingent heading to Paris for the Olympics. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he is confident that the athletes will give their best and make India proud. He said their life journeys and success give hope to 140 crore Indians. Voting is underway in the general election in the UK today at around 40,000 polling stations across the country. Despite having time till January the 25th to hold the elections, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak announced on 22nd May that the country will go to polls on the 4th of July. Around 46.5 million electorate are expected to cast their ballots in 650 constituencies across England, Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland. To form a majority government, a party needs to win 326 seats, Labour Party, Conservative Party, Liberal Democrats, Reform, UK, Scottish, National Party and Green Party are the major parties in the country's political landscape. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says terrorism in any form cannot be justified or condoned, calls upon international community to expose countries that harbour terrorists. JMM leader Hemant Soren takes oath as new Chief Minister of Jharkhand. Niti Aayog launches Sampurnata Abhiyan, focusing on health, nutrition, agriculture, social development and education. Uttar Pradesh police arrests 6 satsang organizers in connection with Hathras stampede that killed 121 people. In sports, T20 World Cup champion Team India arrives in Mumbai to a rousing welcome victory parade being held at Marine Drive. And in Wimbledon tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri along with French companion Albano Olivetti enters second round of men's doubles in London. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.